Good morning, everyone. I guess just as a way of formal introduction, Mike Van Bree is my name. I'm in the southern Indiana area, right across the river from Louisville, Kentucky, so Louisville metro area. This is my first Mojo, so I would say I'm a little nervous, but not too much. The nervousness comes because I follow RVP Nancy Halsman and Senior Vice President Leanne Gabriel this week. So that's a big act to follow. I guess I wanted to talk to you about a specific topic, but let me do a few introductory things here first. Monday, we had the webinar with Sam and Greg Hind, and I think most people got a chance to jump on that, or if you haven't, you can catch up with it in your back office. But they spoke about being yourself and authentic, so people know the true you. So with that in mind, I only have crude notes this morning, not a nice, well-prepared speech. I guess the tidy report is my comfort zone because I'm a clear urchin. I have a little plaque in my office that says, "Hold on, I need to overthink this." And so that kind of can sum things up in terms of the authentic part that I need to not overthink and be prepared to share my true self with people. So because of that difficulty, let me just tell you a little bit about myself. As I say, I am an urchin. I'm an engineer in my day job, and that involves specifically failure analysis work. So what I'm doing on a daily basis is trying to figure out what went wrong to result in a serious injury or a death. And that's certainly not the most uplifting, positive line of work. And more often than not, the root cause is determined to be pilot error, operator error. So try delivering that message to someone and have it received favorably. Yeah, the response I get is, so you're just saying it's my fault, or God forbid, if it's the family. That's not a good message for people to hear, or in court. So I frequently will testify in legal matters and end up in court. And the perspective is that the big company or the manufacturer is blaming the little guy. And so that's kind of a backdrop that I have to work through as I work with ACN and what I enjoy in terms of ACN and the positive side of things. Just a kind of a quick aside, just further background. My father's a plaintiff's lawyer, so think about that. You know, here I'm typically working in the defense of manufacturers, and specifically now because I have gone in-house with Louisville Ladder, so climbing equipment. And so my father's little quip has often been when I was consulting, so what widows and orphans are you screwing today? So the perspective is always one of negativity, that you're not in a positive role. You're in the business of making others miserable. So that's kind of the struggle for me. But I heard something recently, I think it was last week, on one of the Darren Dailies, and it resonated with me, and I hope it does with you. It's I guess I would put it as hesitation kills, and that's kind of an expression that I'll use periodically. You know, that hesitation can leave us right in the line of travel of the bus. So we got to get out of the way, and that hesitation is a struggle for some of us, I know, for me in particular. The Darren Daly topic was money loves speed. So that resonated with me because it dovetails with the hesitation kills concern that I recognize that we have to overcome. So the example was that I guess the story, overarching story of the money loves speed, was that the spoils go to the swift. You know, being in a fast-paced world, people are seeking instant gratification, instant resolutions to their concerns, their problems, and it's essential to act fast because of that, because of people's expectations. There were a couple of examples that he gave, and one of those was a telecom example. And again, this kind of resonates with me. As I say, my job, I'm frequently preparing detailed, very organized, thorough reports to express the results of my analysis, testing, that sort of thing. So it's very scientific, very logic-based presentations. So this resonated with me, the example of telecom bids being requested. So a request for proposal goes out. And there were a couple of different participants, more than two, but two that he highlighted was one guy, Fred, who was maybe a bit of an urchin, and he thoroughly prepared, researched everything, you know, had this impeccable presentation. And then the second participant was, as he described it, kind of a no BS guy who had a just very straightforward, basic, stripped-down approach, real to the point, and as he described, a man of action. And that, I think, is the challenge, is for all of us to be people of action and not just dreaming or thinking through or training and not acting. So the example goes that, you know, as Fred is diligently working on his presentation, Stefan, the man of action, he just jumps on a call with the person who's requested the bid and gets right to the point. You know, what's your biggest worry about the project? What would make it a win 12 months from now? And what would exceed your expectations? So 3 points. At the end of this call, he immediately jots down on a single piece of paper answers to those three concerns of the person requesting the proposal. And within a couple of hours, has the proposal back to the requester. Meanwhile, Fred is diligently working away, and you know, 2 days later, he has his 50-page proposal with all kinds of pretty graphs and beautifully researched data, all of that. But he comes in with that on Thursday, so effectively 2 days later, the requester's already made the decision, signed the contract with the gentleman who called him, Stefan, who gave him the phone call. So that speaks to me, and I hope it speaks to you, about the importance of striking while the iron is hot and taking advantage of those opportunities. And, you know, so pushing myself in that regard, just an example, yesterday I was at a merchant and immediately followed up after I made my purchase to ask for their credit card processing business. So hopefully that goes well. We'll see how it plays out. But that, you know, that was taking action as opposed to just thinking about it after I walked out the door of how could I approach this person? I just asked. So that was, you know, an example of that taking action, not hesitating, not delaying, not overthinking it, you know, that sort of concern. So the real issue, I think, for all of us is to consider, where do we need to speed this up? And we've been hearing that from our leaders here at ACN, for especially this month with the promotions. We've been hearing about the need to speed up and take action. So I guess I'm not suggesting we don't still work with excellence. I'm not suggesting that we don't be compassionate, understanding toward people that we meet, but that hesitation kills concern is something that I think we all have to overcome at times and make sure that we're being there to help other people with their services. And I hope this message resonates and encourages you a little bit to put up the good fight and push through those chicken list items that we can struggle with, and continue to grow and build a thriving business at ACN. Wish you all well. Have a happy week, and talk to you soon.